Bond has been set for a man arrested in an Alliance homicide. 50-year-old Robert Ross was arrested on a murder charge in the Morgantown, West Virginia area Wednesday, hours after his 38-year-old wife Ashley was found dead in their West Ely Street home. He waived extradition and was returned to the area Friday. Ross made his first appearance in municipal court by way of video from the Stark County Jail Monday. He did not enter a plea and asked his case to be sent to the Stark County Grand Jury. Bond was set at $5 million. Canton police are investigating a shooting at Weiss Park that left multiple vehicles damaged. Officers responded to the 2600 block of Harvard Avenue Northwest just after 7 Sunday night after receiving reports of several people firing guns. Officers recovered at least 26 spent shell casings from three different firearms, along with live rounds and a projectile. No one was hurt. Police say suspects fired over a parking lot crowded with vehicles and pedestrians before fleeing on foot. Two men seen running from the area were detained but released when no weapons were found. Canton police continue to investigate a train collision that left a Maslin man dead. The incident happened Friday night at Maryland Avenue Southwest and Navarre Road when a pickup became stuck on the railroad tracks while traveling southbound. Police say an eastbound train struck the vehicle as the driver attempted to exit. The driver, identified as 63-year-old George Smith of Maslin, was pronounced dead at the scene. It's not yet known if drugs or alcohol played a role. Five men are facing prostitution charges after a Stark County Sheriff's Office undercover sting Friday night in Jackson Township. The men, identified as Vincent Faverty, Devin Cool, Jason Rogers, Joshua Elliott, and Nick Liotta, allegedly contacted an undercover officer through a sex-related website and agreed to pay for sex. The alleged incidents happened Friday night in the area of Dressler and Everhard Roads Northwest. All five are charged with engaging in prostitution. They were arraigned Monday in Maslin Municipal Court. According to the Ohio Attorney General's 2025 Missing Children Report, nearly 20,000 people were reported missing in the state last year. Attorney General Dave Yost released the report in recognition of National Missing Children's Day. It shows more than 15,000 children were reported missing in Ohio, with nearly 98% recovered safely. Six children were found dead. By county, the report lists 775 cases in Mahoning, 376 in Stark, 67 in Portage, 49 in Columbiana, and 3 in Carroll. Louisville City Council gave final approval to a preservation ordinance Monday. WDPN's David Schurer reports.
The Northside wooded area of Metzger Park, once the setting for a Halloween season scare adventure, will be preserved for the appreciation of nature and pedestrian enjoyment. No motorized vehicles, structures, fires, waste disposal, or any use which generates noise will be permitted. Council learned that income tax revenues are up by just 1.3% over last April 30th, while withholding is up just 3%, individual quarterly payment is up over 7%, but corporate net profit revenues are down by 40%.
Crestwood Local Schools is cutting costs, but a decision not to renew a key administrator's contract is drawing pushback from supporters. At last week's board meeting, members voted not to rehire Pupil Services Director Sherry Peters, prompting several supporters to walk out in protest. According to the Record Courier, district officials say about a dozen positions have been eliminated as part of a plan to save around $1 million. The board also accepted the treasurer's resignation and is searching for a replacement. The Highway Patrol says a woman died after a Monday morning crash in Columbiana County. 58-year-old Yolanda Mattos of Camel failed to yield at a stop sign around 10 a.m. at State Route 344 and Cunningham Road in Perry Township and was struck by a semi. Mattos died at the hospital. The semi driver, a 51-year-old Salem man, was taken to the hospital as a precaution. The Columbiana County Dog Warden's Office says one of two dogs involved in a Friday attack on a woman in Middleton Township is scheduled to be euthanized today, while the other remains in quarantine in Mahoning County. The Sheriff's Office says Beaver local schoolteacher Penny Brown suffered serious injuries, including a broken arm, after being attacked while walking. Charges against the dog owners are pending. A jury has been seated in the trial of a North Carolina man charged in connection with a deadly crash in Coitsville Township. Mahoning County prosecutors say 29-year-old Robert Powell faces charges including aggravated vehicular homicide and OVI. The charges stem from an April 2025 collision on Route 422 that killed 62-year-old John Colness after police say Powell failed to yield at the right-of-way. Opening statements are set to begin today. A woman sent to prison for the drowning death of a one-year-old girl in September 2023 has pleaded guilty for a second time. 33-year-old Adrienne Hudson of Youngstown will be sentenced Thursday morning. She pleaded guilty in August to charges of involuntary manslaughter and child endangering. The judge granted a motion to withdraw the guilty plea in November and ordered Hudson released. A new trial was to begin Monday. London Kaysen was found in a pool at a home on Ridgelawn Avenue in Youngstown, where Hudson was babysitting the girl and her own child. The child's death was later ruled accidental. Hubbard City Council is moving toward a one-year moratorium on data centers after more than 200 residents turned out Monday to voice concerns about a possible development. The Vindicator reports the proposal comes amid the so-called Project Milo, a potential data center still in the site selection phase. City officials say no formal proposal has been submitted, and a final vote on the moratorium is expected June 1st. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.